Hello, you're listening to Open Source Sex. I'm Violet Blue, and this is my podcast. If you want to learn more about me and all of the things I do, including being a blogger, podcaster, author, San Francisco Chronicle sex columnist, and much, much more, please do visit my website, tinynibbles.com. So today, this is the first podcast I've done in a very long time, and I'm so sorry about the hiatus. As you all know, this is a labor of love. Don't get paid to do this. It's very, very free and fun, and I care about it and love it very much, which is why I do it when I have the time to do it and give it all the love and attention that it needs. So I'm back. And this podcast, this session, is about sexual fantasies for couples and erotic role play, because I just released an audiobook, which I'm really excited about. It's called Erotic Role Play, A Guide for Couples, and it's 10 fat chapters, 10 MP3s, of the audio version of a book that I wrote. And it is $10. You can find it on digitapub.com. And it's over 2 hours, actually, of audio, and it's got everything from tips about communication to introducing it to your relationship to tons of ideas to spark and ignite your relationship with role play and fantasies to erotica. It's got some pretty hot pieces of erotica in it, so I think you'll like it. So for this podcast, what I wanted to do is give away a chapter for free, because the information in it is just fabulous, and I think you're really going to dig it. And, you know, if you like it, buy it, and if you, you know, don't care, just enjoy the podcast. And also, check the links on this podcast, because I link to a role play quiz that's free. It's a Google Doc. I made it into a Google Doc, so people can just click on the link and then download it or print it. And basically, it's just like a cute little quiz that couples can print out two of them, and you each sort of check what sounds fun or sounds good or sounds scary, and then trade homework when you're done. And it's kind of a really fun way to just get the conversation going or find out what your partner's interested in, or even just to be silly and dorky and just be like, oh, I saw this thing, let's try it out. And you never know, it might lead to some hot sex, which, you know, is really kind of the point of all this. So anyway, here is the chapter from my just released audiobook, and I really hope you like it. I hope you find it inspiring, and I hope it's enough for you to take away and go have a lot of fun with. Chapter 5, Make a Scene. Roleplay is one of the most flexible, creative ways to spice up your sex life and make an already burning love life into an inferno. You can plan out an elaborate scenario or keep it simple and straightforward. Props are fun, but not necessary. Planning is a good idea, yet spontaneity is still the rule of the day when you're in role. What's essential in planning and roleplay is knowing where you want to go and deciding how to get there. Because you can pretend to play nurse and patient, fall out of role when you crack up after he asks for a sponge bath, yet still wind up tearing each other's clothes off for an orgasmic finish, all you need is a good strategy for starting the scene. The perfect plan. One dependable way of getting started is with imaginative dirty talk. No costumes or nurse roles are necessary for some hot talk between the sheets. But there's a whole world of sexual expression and adventure around the corner when you add detail, events, and surprises. That stripper fantasy will be even hotter with the purchase of a red vinyl bustier, and his eyes will pop out of his head when you set your room up as a stage with a lap dance area. Better yet, that Halloween military uniform will be much more effective if you have a pair of handcuffs, and the experience will be unforgettable if you take him down on the hood of his car, even if it's in your garage. Get a really good idea of what you both want, if possible. Once you've made your fantasies and expectations clear to each other, and covered what both of you don't want to include, you'll have more of an idea of what to wear, what event might happen in your scenario, and what the location will be. This way, you can plan on what to get ahead of time and get creative about setting up the atmosphere. Timing is everything. Determine a date and time, with room allowing the fantasy to run for at least an hour. You want plenty of time for the fantasy to play itself out and to be able to enjoy taking your time. You'll intentionally want to make it go slow and last as long as possible, so your scene will be effective and have a lasting impression. Make sure there will be no interruptions. Make sure that your roommates are definitely away, the kids are gone, and turn off your phone. You don't want any distractions or interruptions to derail your fantasy, and no one wants to risk having to explain their private sex lives to anyone. If your fantasy might get loud, perhaps with yelling, loud music, or the sound of spanking and whipping, be sure to close your windows and doors, that the neighbors are out, or have a cover story ready in case someone checks in on you. Give yourself plenty of time to relax afterward as well. Stock your play area with plenty of water, sex toys, lube, towels, and props. Have snacks and tasty beverages waiting afterward as well. If your scene is successful, it'll feel good to recharge, and if things don't go as planned, you'll have some nourishment to help you both center and regroup. Surprise scenes should be planned out carefully, and your lover should always have some kind of idea about what's coming. What if you deck your apartment out like the set of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, apply your vampire makeup, and they come home upset and exhausted from an awful day at work? Let them know you want to play a fantasy surprise, and give them an indication of which roleplay scenario you have in mind. Ask your lover what kind of time frame they have available for a sexy romp, but tell them you want it to ultimately remain a surprise. Give a few examples, such as Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday evening. It's also okay to give an assigned date and time to come over or arrive at a certain place. In fact, you can erotically command them if you want to. Tell your sweetie to meet you at a certain cafe, in their business suit for a surprise job interview. Then adjourn to your office. Make an ordinary meeting into a special evening when you ask them to come over for the evening, but that you think you need a pizza delivery. Some surprise scenes will take very careful negotiation, especially if they involve something in public, force or implied threat, or other people. The main event. One of the most important things you want to decide about ahead of time is what the event will be in your interaction with your lover. You can have some props or be totally naked, in a rented castle or your bathtub, but it's what happens that counts. The event is the turning point in your scene or communication that changes everything. Chances are good that you already know what this event is, and that's why you picked up this audiobook, to make it happen, or to make it more intense. If the location of your role play is what's hot, such as when you have a public or semi-public scene, the event occurs basically when you show up. If your turn-on is role-play in uniform, then the event is when you get dressed, the ritual of dressing, and being watched or assisted, when you see each other, or when you undress. With goals such as spanking or punishments, the event can be getting caught doing something forbidden, acting sassy, failing to do a chore or follow instructions, a punishment for a transgression that never occurred. For power over or sexual coercion scenes, events can include talking your way out of something, offering sex in exchange for goods or services, sex for a coveted job or career advance, getting out of punishments or jail time, bribery, surrendering passwords, settling a bill on the spot. Other events can be psychological, such as a learning experience where one person asks for sexual instruction or is convinced they need it, capture, getting picked up by a stranger, slavery, embarrassment, part of routine examinations, petting, grooming, and playing with, as in human-animal roleplay, being the special groupie, or doing something so taboo it's silent and secret. Hot locations. Don't get all dressed up and have nowhere to go. Even if you're only going to the living room or staying in your bedroom, you can make it an exotic and erotic environment that reflects your scenario. Get creative to make the room you'll have your encounter in just a little or a lot more special than usual, and it'll add that extra touch to your encounter. Of course, if your scene takes place in a kitchen, bathroom, or simply your house, you're all set and ready to go. Anything can be improvised at home. For instance, your bedroom can be anywhere you need it to be. For a doctor's office or nurse's exam room, cover a nightstand with white paper towels and an array of quote-unquote instruments and exam items. These can be sex toys, rubber gloves, lubricant, washcloths, and items you don't plan on using but look good anyway. Use a shiny silver butter knife as a tongue depressor and a butt plug as an anal thermometer. Neaten your bed into an exam table and cover it with a white sheet. Get a cheap one at a thrift store if you need to. With clipboard in hand, lead your lucky patient into the exam room when it's their turn. A kitchen can be an office with your table standing in for a desk. Face two chairs opposite each other for an interview and set up props like a phone, papers, and a cup full of pens. A kitchen can also double as a restaurant or bar. Your bathroom can be a stand-in for a public bathroom, bathhouse, military or school shower, or grooming area for human pets. Hallways and rooms with two doorways can be an alley or street corner where sex workers ply their wares and get cruised by Johns. Your garage can be the scene where a police officer makes an arrest or gives a ticket, or where gritty mechanics make deals in exchange for desperately needed engine work. Role-play room makeovers. When you want to play but just can't get away, or your fantasy just can't happen safely in the outside world, playing it out at home is an easy fix. Don't even open the door until you've made the room into dreamland. Scene: back to school. Makeover room, kitchen. Decor: schoolroom. Clear a corner for timeouts and arrange a table and single chair as a student desk in the middle of the room. Designate a wall as the blackboard. Fix-it checklist. Wash the dishes, hide empty wine bottles, and old copies of Martha Stewart's Living. Don't forget to take the photos of your head pasted onto porn star bodies off of your refrigerator. Scene: Nurse Nasty. Makeover room. Bedroom. Decor: Examination room. White sheet on bed, white towels on a surface like nightstand for sinister display of exam tools. Add chair for them to put their clothes on. Fix-it checklist. Stash all your dirty underwear and smooth the lumps out of your bed. Clear personal stage area in front of full-length mirror where you usually rock out in your underwear. Also, clean up your enormous sex toy collection. Scene: Puppy training. Makeover room. Living room or bathroom. Decor: Training area. Clear space on the floor for leash and obedience training and make area for water bowl. Arrange things to fetch, such as sex toys and panties, from a designated area like the coffee table or footstool. Fix-it checklist. Remove all trashy tabloids and natty fashion magazines, empty pizza boxes, and hide your DVD box sets of porn and Judas Priest videos. If grooming in the bathroom, flush toilet, hide waterproof vibrators, and stash the panty liner boxes. Scene: Caught speeding. Makeover room, garage. Decor: As is, with enough room for the officer to approach the car from behind, pull you out of the car, and bend you over the hood. Don't run the car in the garage. Fix-it checklist. Make sure no one needs to do laundry for a while. Scene: Door-to-door debauchery. Makeover room. Entry, hall, and then area where sales can be conducted or repairs made. Yes, having an area for repairs to be made, indeed. Because you want your lover to have room to do their fake job while you totally seduce them and take them down. I hope you enjoyed that chapter, because I've really had a lot of fun writing this book and reading it, too. So, enjoy, and please keep tuning in. I know it's a very sporadic podcast, but I do it when it counts, you know what I mean? And I'm really glad that you're still here with me. I hope you enjoyed this session of Open Source Sex. Feel free to stop by my website anytime, say hi, and have a couple of nibbles, and in the meantime, enjoy.